This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast. Folks, K-State Nation, we are still going to be playing more baseball in the postseason. As I'm sitting here, K-State baseball making me look stupid. As K-State yesterday did get a bid into the NCAA Regional. Yesterday, folks, for the first time since 2013, excuse me, where K-State baseball, of course, received an at-large bid yesterday to the NCAA tournament. The Wildcats were selected to compete in the NCAA Fayetteville Regional this weekend, folks. So we're going to be playing more baseball coming up. Thought the season was done. Oh, wait. So that's funny, because last year I thought for sure we were going to go, and we got robbed. This time around, selected as a 3 seed in the Fayetteville Regional. Actually, yeah, they were seed number 3. Yeah, for whatever reason, they were seeded 55th seed or whatever. I might be reading that wrong, but anyways, K-State selected as a 3 seed. Let me double check down here. This bracket I'm staring at. Yeah, so 4 games. Well, not say 4 games. 4 teams in this bracket. K-State is a 3rd seed going in this Fayetteville Regional. K-State playing more baseball. Of course, they're coming off the Big 12 Championship tournament where lost to KU in game 1. Could have won that one. Disposed West Virginia in game 2, and then TCU got hammered against TCU. And, of course, who do you get? Host, regional, SEC opponent, Arkansas, number 1 seed. It looks like here, Southeast Missouri State is the number 2 seed here. Let me see if I am, let's see, yeah, SEMO. I would assume that is the right team there, Southeast Missouri State, and then Louisiana Tech, you're the 2nd seed, actually SEMO, Southeast Missouri, is the 4th seed, Louisiana Tech, my guy out there, Kyle Johnson, number 2 seed, and that's where K-State's going to be playing against Louisiana Tech, so that's what how that's all shaking out. All right, so Arkansas, La Tech, K-State, SEMO, that's what you're looking at for the Fayetteville Regional beginning Friday, the final day in May, folks, there as well. So, K-State finished up the regular season / Big 12 tournament, 32-24, selected as a 3 seed. They will take on the La Tech Bulldogs Friday night. That's the nightcap down there at Baum Walker Stadium to open up the NCAA tournament. And looks like down here I'm looking at tickets are available through the Arkansas Athletic Ticket Office beginning today. I'm recording this podcast an hour away from that open up. So K-State fans, you want to get down there and support the Batcats in possible pursuit of now. We're sitting here talking about, I know, looking at, I haven't, obviously Arkansas, you know, that's a beast in itself, but this regional stacked again. But hey, K-State, can they go on a run now that you're in? So K-State, so that's going to start there, 9 a.m. if for Wildcat fans wanting to make that trip to Fayetteville this weekend. Again, this is going to be a double elimination, just like the Big 12 tournament there as well. So K-State, so the matchup right now that we're looking at, K-State, La Tech, prime time, Friday night. They will meet for the 5th time in program history. The Wildcats holding a 3-1 edge since 1986. The two squads last faced each other back in 2004, which led to K-State's victory 7-4 over the Bulldogs there to extend their longest win streak against them to 3 at them. And that was the last time the Wildcats faced a member of the Conference USA. Well, actually, the last time, check that, the Wildcats faced the Conference USA team came several years ago, back in 2021, with a two-game series split against Rice. I do remember that one. As well, I do remember that. So, obviously, the winner of K-State La Tech will play the winner. Well, actually, we'll play the top seed of Arkansas. Makes sense. We'll see about that. Yeah, Arkansas 43-14. I'm looking at here on the spreadsheet going into this Fayetteville regional. And obviously, I'm looking down here. The winner of the Fayetteville regional will play the winner of the Charlottesville regional in the best of three game super regional, which will be next week. Next weekend, because next weekend, though, by the way, next week is the KC Metro Mile, June 6th. This podcast brought to you by the KC Metro Mile, June 6th, June 7th through the 9th there, or June 8th through the 10th, it looks like. So it depends there, and it looks like here, number 12, national seed, and top seed, Virginia. Host, second seed, Mississippi State, third seed, St. John, and fourth seed, Pennsylvania, and Charlottesville, Virginia, there as well. So it looks like, yeah, so if you get out of here, you're going to play one of these teams. Obviously, we're jumping way ahead of the gun, but Virginia, 41, you're placing another 40-plus team. Mississippi State, no slouch. St. John, 37-16-1. How the hell you get a tie up in here? I don't understand that. And how do you get a tie in baseball? I don't get that. With all these innings, I don't get that. And Pennsylvania, ugly for them. I mean, yes, baseball, weird game. Anything can happen. Pennsylvania, 24-23, four seed up in that Charlottesville regional. So, yeah, so it looks like the Fayetteville, Charlottesville, for a right to go to the College World Series. But first, K-State's got to take care of business. You got to take care of your own business. And that means you got to beat La Tech to potentially play. But anyways, I'm pumped up for this because, look, I'll be honest. I'll be up front. I thought we were done for the season. But, hey, congratulations. This kind of makes up for last year not getting in third seed. K-State, Pete Hughes, getting back to the regional. Now what you going to do with it? Now can you take advantage of it? We'll see what happens on Friday. A lot more to come. We'll look at this a little bit more on Friday. And we'll have Alex back on the show over on Podbean, Greer 380's podcast, for bonus content this week. I'm planning on getting him back on the pod. I'm looking at probably tomorrow night at best. So, yeah, we'll get him on because it's been a couple weeks now. So, get him on, get his thoughts about that. So, yeah, so game one, Arkansas, and I would assume Southeast Missouri at 2. And all these games, well, both these games, Friday games, will be on ESPN Plus. So, if you don't have the Big 12 ESPN Plus app, you're way behind the game. It's late in the game, late May. You better get on top of that stuff right now. So that's what we're looking at right here. And obviously, this is double elimination. So you win, you'll play Saturday night. That's what Case is looking at. You don't, you play the first game on Saturday. So that's what we're looking at right there for K-State. But, man, this is big for K-State. And K-State knows, you know, hey, you had an opportunity. And last time they were at this position, you got to go way back. Yeah. What? Yeah. 2013. Yeah. 2013 was the year that we almost got to the College World Series. That team was stacked. I remember that. That was back when I was in K-State on campus. That team was stacked. Compared to this year's team, look, this year's team started off ranked and they've had their little struggles here and there, but hey, they got in huge deal here for this university. Obviously, coming off of Carl Bernard's run to the postseason as well on the podcast. Her episode's on the podcast, on the Purple Project podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast. It's your first time listening to the show. Appreciate that. Absolutely exciting times for K-State. So the calendar year, not over yet. So with track and field next week, with their NCAA championship meet, now add on K-State's run now to the postseason continues with the NC Regional, Fayetteville Regional, third seed, taking on La Tech on Friday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get forever. Podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. Whenever we have a chance to post K-State content, we will continue to follow this. You know this. We will follow this all the way through. And definitely, there'll be postcasts of K-State's journey through the Fayetteville Regional. You know that. As we don't have anything going on, well, not running-wise anyways, this weekend anyway. So, perfect timing. So, we'll keep track, close eye on that as well. This episode of the Pearl Project Podcast brought to you by, again, the KC Metro Mile going down June 6th. Originally, I was going to do the postcast report. Yeah, postcast of Bill, the 10th anniversary Bill Snyder races. That's gonna have to be put to the back burner now for at least till tomorrow, because I was gonna come in here and talk about that. But K-State making the NC Regional takes priorities. So congratulations, Pete Hughes, Kalen Culpepper, Brady Day, Brandon Jones, Jackson Wortworth, Tyson Neighbors and company, Owen Barenema getting it done. Now you with the big dogs now. We'll see what happens on Friday, but we're Tuesday now, so we shall see what happens when we get to Friday. More on this matchup on the bonus channel, which is Greer 3A's podcast, GRIR, the number 3, apostrophe S. So more coverage, more talk about K-State getting in as the third seed this week with my co-host Alex Aiden over on Podbean. So make sure, look out for that. We'll be recording that hopefully either tomorrow night or Thursday, I'm looking at, on my schedule this week. But right now, that's going to wave the checkered flag on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State baseball playing more baseball later on this week down there in Arkansas in the Fayetteville Regional, baby. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Go Cats. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from the KC Metro area. We will talk to you in the next edition of the Pearl Project Podcast.